Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hamba Beis. Just a note, my recording computer died a couple of days ago, so we're in the process of just figuring out exactly the new uploading method. So I know the quality of the sound has been a little weaker than the previously, but Bez Hashem, we're working on it, and Bez Hashem, in the next couple of days, we'll have things back to what it used to be in terms of Bez Hashem, the quality of the sound. The quality of the Torah speaks for itself, but in terms of the quality of the sound, that's what is beyond our control. So here we go, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Says the Gemara on the last line of Lamed Hey Amed Beis as we continue in Hamafkid. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Pa'amim Sheshneyam Bechatas. We are now getting into issues related to the case that we had in the Mishnah yesterday. So the Mishnah discussed the case where Reuben has a cow and he hired, rented it out to Shimon. And then Shimon took the cow and gave it, Reuben gave it to Shimon for pay and Shimon gave it to Levi not for pay. So the first relationship was Socher, then was Shoel, and we had a Machlokas Tanoim, whether the socher could ironically end up in a better state than the owner itself. That was a machlokas tanoim between the Tanakam and Riosi. We say no. Lamaisa tachser par labaylim, and the socher would not win out. But either way, Rabbi Yirmiyah says that in this case where we have different people involved, meaning we have a socher that's swearing to the owner, and we have a shoel that is swearing to the socher. So in that case, it could be different halachas in terms of the karban. Shneim pa'amim sheshneim b'chatos, pa'amim sheshneim ba'asham, pa'amim shahasocher b'chatos v'ashoel ba'asham, pa'amim shahasocher ba'asham v'ashoel b'chatos. What is going on here? The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayikra, going through all the karbanos, right? Very, very orderly. Perek Aleph is all about Ola. Perek Beis is all about Mincha. Perek Gimel is all about Shlomim. Perek Dalid is all about a couple of chatos again, and a couple of chatos, and then Parakeh is about carbon, some chatos and some asham. This Gemara is about Parakeh. Parakeh talks about a couple of carbonos. The two that are discussed in our Gemara are the carbon ol of a yored and one of the ashamos. The Torah tells us at the beginning of Parakeh that though usually when one is high of a carbon chatos, for most averos, as the Mishnah describes, the first Mishnah in Krisos describes the 36 Krisos parallel to the chatos, but even though usually most of theirs are chayav carbon chatas, there are a few of them, three to be exact, that where the Torah gives a dispensation that if somebody can't afford the normal carbon chatas, then they can bring something that is less expensive. Ola v'yored. Which of theirs are included in that? So there are three listed. V'nevesh kisechta, v'shama kol ala v'hu eid o ra'a o yada, im lo yagiv v'nasav o no. Number one, shvuas ha'edus. If I know testimony on behalf of someone else, which could, if I testify, I could get them financial gain, and I swear that I don't know the testimony, and it ends up that I was lying. Tashvuas ha'edus, I have to bring an ola v'yored. Number two, what's called tumas mikdash v'kadashav. O nefesh asher tika b'chol davar tameh. If I'm tameh, I walk into the base of mikdash. If I'm tameh or I touch a carbon, that is number two for ola v'yored. And number three, which is the one that's important for us, o nefesh ki si shaval levate b'sfasayim shvuas bitui. I make a shvua of expression. Lahara olehitiv, something good or something bad. We'll define that in a second. L'chol she'ivatei adam b'shvua v'ne'elam imenu v'hu yadav v'ashim l'achas me'ela. All of these three averis. Somebody brings a carbon ola v'yored if they are found to be guilty. What's an ola v'yored? He has to bring on his chatas a nekeva or a nekeva menatzon u'siras izim lachatas. Fine. Brings a carbon chatas ola v'yored if he is not doesn't have enough money to bring that. So then he goes back down to birds. He brings two birds. One for a chatas and one for an ola. And if you can't even afford that, explains the Torah, then he brings some flour. So we'll talk about it in a few minutes. If he can afford it, he has to bring an animal that's a chatas. And if he can't afford it, he has to bring two birds. One chatas, one ola. Why an ola? What does an ola have to do with this? And if he can't afford that, then he brings a chatas, a mincha zote. Okay, that's ola v'yored. We'll get back to that detail, Baruch Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But that's one. The other carbon discussed is one of the ashamos. We know for certain averos, you also bring a carbon asham. The Mefarshim on Chumash try to figure out why these averos are specifically separated from all other averos. Right? All averos, you bring a chatas. Why do a few get ola v'yored and a few of them carbon asham? What are the ashamos? We say it in Yom Kippur every morning. Asham Gizelos. Asham Meilos. Asham Shivcha Harupa. Asham Nazar. Asham Mesar. Asham Tali. So the first one. Asham Gizelos. What's Asham Gizelos? If I have something of yours, either it's a pikadon, you gave it to me to watch, or I found it, or I stole it. Any way that I have property of yours, and I deny with an oath having it. I swear I don't have it, I swear I didn't steal it, I swear I didn't find it, and then I comes out that I am chayiv, so that's asham gezelos, and then I am chayiv, and the difference between this shvua of asham gezelos and a shvua's bitui is whether there was a financial stake. Did I, with my shvua, deny the guy money? Asham gezelos, I've denied the guy money. Chatas, which is chatas over yoridi, the shvua's bitu is, no, I just swore. Like, I swear I'm going to eat a cookie today. And I don't. That's a shvua's bitu. That's not asham. That's chayav a carbon olav yored. So those are the two carbonos that the Gemara is discussing. And if we want an excellent summary of these halachos, as we would always look, you look in the Rambam. The Rambam, at the beginning of the Shavuos, describes that there are four types of Shavuos. Besides the three that are Bezdin makes you swear, there are three Shavuos that a person could swear that has halachic significance. Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Shav, Shavuos HaPikadon, which is also called Asham Gezelos, Shavuos HaPikadon, and Shavuos HaEdus, which is the one that is the Ola, the other Ola V'yored. Shavuos HaEdus is an Ola V'yored. Shavuos HaPikadon is Asham Gezelos. So those are the four the Rambam says. What is a Shavuos Bitui? Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shavuos in Sefer Hafla'a of the Rambam. What is a Shavuos Bitui? Where the Torah says, Kishiva Shava Levati V'Sfasayim. It's a Shavuah of expression, and it's basically a Shavuah about the future or the past, something I did or I didn't do. So the four parts of Shavuos Bitui. I will eat a cookie, and I don't. I won't eat a cookie, and I do. I didn't eat a cookie, and I did. I did eat a cookie, and I didn't. Those are the four categories of Shavuos Bitui, where I will or I will do something or I won't do something. I did do something or I didn't do something, and it comes out that I was lying. That's Shavuos Bitui. That has no halach financial significance to anybody. And that's the case that is Mechuyav and Olav Yorei. Vein Shavuos Bitui no Hegas, Ela B'dvarim She'efshar Lo La'asoson. Vein La'aba, Vein La'sha'avar. Only something that would have been possible, right? That I could eat, I could throw, I could do this. But fine. Then Shavuos Shav, which is the next one, that's something totally different. Shavuos Shav has four parts to it itself, but that's a different category of Shavuah. What's a Shavuos Shav? I swear that this table is a table. That's a Shavuos Shav. Or, I swear this table is a chair. That's also a Shavuos Shav. That's also called Shavuos Sheker, but that's a category of Shavuos Shav. I swear that this man is a woman, that the woman is a man, that the Amud is a Shayish. Right? That is all category one of Shavuos Shav and category two. Meaning, I swear a stone is a stone, that is category one. I swear a stone is a table, that's category two. Right? That's Nishva al Davar Yadua She'ein Bo Savig La'adam Shehu Kein. Right? Either I swear, again, Nishva al Davar Yadua She'ein O Kein, or Davar Yadua She'ein. Who came? Number three is nishba levatel as a mitzvah, and number four is nishba to do something impossible. Right? Those are the four categories of shvuah shav. But that's the larger four categories are shvuah bitui, shvuah shav, and then shvuah ha'edus and shvuah ha'bikadon. So we're discussing two of those right now. We're discussing shvuah bitui, which is chatas, and we're discussing shvuah ha'bikadon, which is the carbon asham. So getting back to our case with that background, says the Gemara. Sometimes, says Rabbi Yirmiya, sometimes in our case of the Mishnah, where you have the three people involved, you have a socher that took it from the Bialim, and you have a shoel that took it from the socher. So sometimes they both can be chayv and asham, sometimes both achatas, and sometimes one or the other. So let's see what exactly the case is, and then we'll make a couple of more comments related to these karbanos. Hakeisad, third line, kfiras mamon asham, as we just explained, whenever there is a denial that's going to have a financial impact on the person you are denying, kfiras mamon, so then it is asham, bitui sfasayim chatas. If it's just an expression of my lips with no financial stake, so then it is a chatas. So what is the case? So pamim sheshneim b'chatas kagon. They're both b'chatas. What would be? There would be a case where their shvua did not impact one way or the other. Right? It's just a shvua's bitui. Kigon, shemesa kadarka. Really, that cow died while it was doing work. Mesa kadarka. V'yamru nensa. But they both swear nensa. For some reason, they both swear falsely. So, socher, debenkach, uvenkach, miftar. The socher, the middleman, he's pater in any case. Even if he would have sworn truthfully, it would be pater. It's pater, miftar, so bechatas. So he swore falsely, but it did not have any financial impact. And therefore, he would be chay bechatas in this case. Shoel, debenkach, ubenkach, chiyuve mechayiv, bechatas. And Shoel also, either way, either ones here, he would be chay bechatas, because it doesn't have any financial impact, because he's chayv in any case. So therefore, both of them would be chayv achatas for shvuas bitoy, right? But it doesn't have any financial impact. The Ritva does note here that even though, what do you mean there's no kfiras mamon, right? Maybe there's an issue just with, ask the Ritva, madua einzen chashuv kfiras mamon machmas ha'or v'hanavela. There's a difference. If the animal died kedarka, the or and the nevela would go back to the bialim. But if you say it was nen, so the bialim don't have anything. So maybe that's a little halachic difference. So the Ritva gives a couple of answers. Maybe it's not worth a shava pruta. Maybe right after the animal died, it fell into the river. Okay, maybe there's some type of a hechitimsi that there is no halachic impact of the or and the nevela itself. But that is all, number one, where they're both chayiv achadas. Pa'amim sheshneiv asham. Sometimes they're both chayiv asham. What does that mean? A case where they both would have a financial impact with their shvua. Kigon, shenigdava. Really, it was stolen. Which means they're both going to be chayiv. Right? Even a socher is chayiv and geneva. The amru meisam achas v'lacha. But they swear that it was meisam achas v'lacha, which they should both be potter for. The travayu kakafri mamona to hamachayvi. They both are denying money that they are both chayiban, but kapatri nafshayu, and they're trying to get out of it. So in that case, they both would be chayiv in asham gazelos, or asham pikadon, whatever you want to call it. Socher v'chatas v'shoal v'asham. What's the case where a socher could be chayiv v'chatas? Meaning, his shvua does not have any financial impact. And shoal v'asham, it does. Kigon shemesa kadarka, it died naturally, where the socher is going to be putter in both cases. V'yamar mesa nachas v'lacha, but they swear that it died doing work, which the shoal would be putter for. So socher de benkach u benkach miftar, the socher who would be putter, even if he had sworn truthfully, putter. So, I'm sorry, benkach u benkach miftar putter, chayev achatas. Since the socher would be putter in any way, no matter what he had sworn, so then he would be chayev achatas in that case, and it would be, either way, not a financial impact. Shoal de mechayev b'meisa kedarka v'kapater nafshi b'meisa machmas v'alacha v'asham. But a shoal in this case would be affecting the financial status of the owner or of the socher, and therefore he would be chayev an asham. And finally, the opposite case: socher v'asham v'shoal v'chatas kigon. What's the case where the socher has a financial impact with the shvua and not the shoal? Shenigneva kigon shenigneva. It was stolen. So they both should be chayiv. V'yamru meisa kedarka, and they said it died, you know, as it was naturally, socher who demachayev gneva aveda, a socher who should be chayev if he admitted the truth. The kapater nafshe b'meisa kadarka, and therefore he's pottering himself with a shvua ba'asham. So then he's chayev a karban asham because of the financial shvua. Shoal de benkach u'benkach michuvi mechayev bechatas. Fine, that's Rav Yirmiya, that all these, they have every type of permutation, both chayev the same, or one chayev one chayev the other. So the Gemara says, my kamash v'lan. That's great. We did all the computations and permutations, but what's the chiddush? We know psukim and chumash. We know the rule of the different types of shvuas. So what's the chiddush of this case anyway? So la fuke midi Rabbi Ami. The chiddush is against Rabbi Ami. Damar. What does Rabbi Ami say? Kol shvua shadayanim mashbiin osa ein chayavan ala mishem shvuas bitui. Rabbi Ami has a chiddush which we don't paskin like. Shvuas bitui, that category, is only if you do it yourself. If only I come up and say, I swear that I did something. If Bezdin is mechayiv you a shvua, so that is not shvuas bitui. It's a different category of shvua. And therefore, you would never be chayiv mishum shvuas bitui. Shenemar, because the pasuk said, O nefesh ki shishava levate besfasayim, ki shishava me'atzma. That's what Rabbi Ami says. Kamash mola delok Rabbi Ami. So that's the chiddush of this whole statement of Rabbi Yirmiya, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Ami. Good. That is all section one of today's daf. Two ha'aris, one more musar and one more lamdas. First, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim ala Torah discusses the concept of an ole v'yored. Ole v'yored, what does that tell me? That the Torah sometimes gives you a leniency if the financial state that you're in is not so great. The Torah understands. The Torah only wants you to do the best you can with the kochos that you have. And that's what he says. That Torah chasa al ha'ani, shegam hu yimsa kapara al cheto, v'atztaka shana muchuyavim l'atzeis b'yameinu, l'atzeis tztaka. We don't have karban, we don't have beis amigdash, we don't have karbanos. So tztaka that we give, right? We have to make sure we give it commensurate with what we have. If we could give it tztaka shel ashir, that's what we have to do, right? The karban of an ani, an usher cannot use. He's not yotzi with the carbon of an ani. So too, we keep it shekein in usher yachal of Torah that's more b'shumas ani. Rakalavla says kvi brachok v'yicholas. Just like the message of Olav Yorid is based on what we can handle. That's what we have to do. And the achronim after the Chafetz Chaim, we can expand on it. The Bali Musar say that maybe even in all kochos that we have, right? We have to realize what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us and use that to the best of our abilities. And if we have less kochos, then we have to at least do as much as we can. Right? The Rabbi Simon writes in the Imre Baruch in Maimer Vav at the end of Vayikra, Ubevada Divrei Chafetz Chaim He Musar Haskel Lo Rak LeInyan Nesina Staka Elo Lalamid Al Klal Kulo Shekadosh Baruch Hu Don Kala Adam Kiflavia Kochos Shenasan Lo. In Nitzulo Kochos Harbe, the Kishronas Lo Motor, if a person has a tremendous brain and power to learn Torah, in Yachola his Tapig Bemuat, Kechaveru Shalomim Ba'at. His friend's learning less, but maybe his friend only has the Kochos of less. Hari Lo Harezek Harezek, Hakochos Shinidu La'echad, Einam Kachochos Shinidu La'acher. And everybody has to look at their own personal Kochos that they have. And this is the Pshat that the Achronim give. He quotes this from Rav Salvechik. I also saw it in the name of the Chedushi Harim, that by Ne'ila, the first statement that we make in the separate special paragraph that we say by Ne'ilah, we say Hashem save us l'man nechdal me'oshek yadenu, to save us from stealing. And the question is, stealing? That's what we talk about by Ne'ilah. What do you mean stealing? What do we steal? They both explain, if Hashem gives a person koach to do anything, gives him wisdom in learning, wisdom in business, wisdom in medicine, wisdom in anything, and he's able, and he has a special netiyah towards that, then he has to use that. He has to use that for l'shem shemayim, to b'kai l'shem shemayim, and to fulfill his potential. Hanesham alav ha'guf shalach, v'akol shalach adesh baruch hu, mikoach zesh bra'o. And therefore, he has, if a person does not use it for the way that he could best use it, so then that is somewhat stealing, and that relates to the carbon olav yored that we have here. Also related, wanted to mention one issue, is they quote the story from the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach discusses the problem that we mentioned before, and that is, why is it by an olav yored do we say that the best is an animal that's a chatas, and if you can't, the best, the most expensive, and if you can't afford that, you bring two birds, ola and chatas. And if you can't afford that, then you just bring some mincha, some flour as a chatas. The question that is asked is, what's the middle case? Why do you have to bring an ola sa'of along with your chatas sa'of? If this is just in the world of chatas, just bring a chatas. So there's a story that is told. We'll say the story first. Rav Nachum is quoted here in the Yagel Torah, on Chumash, and also in other svarim. Rav Nachman Ginsburg once walked into the Meshech Chachma, into Mayor Simcha, and he saw he was very happy. The Mayor Simcha was very, he said, what are you so happy about? He says, I had a tremendous chiddush, and I fell asleep a little bit on my Gemara, and when I woke up, I realized that I dreamed that I saw the Yeshiva Shalmala. They were all discussing Torah, and the Rashba got up and said, there's one man in Dvinsk that knows how to learn. And I was very happy because they were talking about my chiddush. Says, what are you talking about? What chiddush are you talking about? What the Rashba and this? So this halacha, there is a Gemara in Maseches Chulin. There's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin, and there's an Eben Ezra. You put those two together, you answer up a kasha of the Rashba, and that makes Rameir Simcha great in Shemayim. What's the Eben Ezra? What's the Gemara? The Eben Ezra says to answer this question: why is it that if you're very rich, then you bring an animal, a goat, for a chatas, and if not, then you bring two birds, one for an ola? What is why the ola? Says the Eben Ezra. Because the chatas ha'of, none of it is burned on the mizbeach. We know the Mishnah tells us in Zvachim, ein l'mizbeach el adama. In olas ha'of is burned on the mizbeach. A chatas ha'of, usual a chatas behema, you burn the fats. But a chatas ha'of, you sprinkle some of the blood, and then the rest is eaten by the kohen. There's nothing burned on the mizbeach. Says the Eben Ezra, that's why you have to bring an olas ha'of also with the chatas ha'of. in the world of chatas. Because you have to have something burned in the mizbeach, right, to take the place of the usual fats, the emurin that are burned. That's why the Eben Ezra says, Shebechadas ov ein mizbeach klum, milvar adam. And that's why you bring an olas of kineged the emurin. So, using that Eben Ezra, the Meshech Chachma answers a question. Because if you look in Meseches Chul and Andav Chav Beis, we have a special pasuk to teach me that olas ha'ov has to be done by yom. Ask the Gemara, all avodah has to be done by yom. There's no avodah at night. All avodah has to be done by yom. So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought only chatas ha'ov has to be done by yom, but not olas ha'ov. Kamash malon, you have the pasuk for olas ha'ov. Asks the Rashba in the Tshuva, chelak alef simin reisha in vav, what's the svar between the chalik, between chatas ha'ov and olas ha'ov? All avodah has to be done during the day. And therefore the Rashba says there must be, the Gemara doesn't really mean it, you have to change the gears of the Gemara. Fine. Says the Neshech Chachma, no. According to the Eben Ezra, it's beautiful. The Olas Ha'ov is only there to act as the Emurin for this Chatas, which you don't have by birds. Emurin can be burned at night. Hector Chalav and Ve'evarim, right? They can be burned at night. That's the Havamina of the Gemara, that you can do an Olas Ha'ov at night. Kamash Malan, that's why you need a separate Pasuk. But when he came up with that, that's what he said that they were talking about in Shemayim, that the Rashba said, Ki bi'ir dvinz ki yoshev rav echad v'lo meid v'kivin ala emes yosef imeni. The Rashba was voted that he was mechavi to the emes, and the Meshech Chachma was very excited about that point. Okay, Baruch Hashem, that's Olas, Olav Yored, and Asham, and now we continue. Says the Gemara now, Itma, right in the middle of Lamed Vav and Aleph, we get into the sugya of Shomer, Shemassel Shomer. The two major sugyas in Shas, Shomer, Shemassel Shomer, Baba Kama Yud Aleph, and Baba Metzia Lamed Vav. A Shomer giving it to another Shomer. The Pashtus is without permission. If I give it to one Shomer, and that Shomer gives it to another Shomer, is he responsible? Is he allowed to do that without permission? Right, this sounds like similar, it's not exactly the same, but it sounds like the sugya that we discussed in Kiddushin of Mili Lo Mimsari L'Shliach, that has to do with one Shliach making another Shliach. So it's a similar discussion, not exactly the same, because there is the focus is the fact that it's there's an object that might not be there. But either way, Shomer Shemassel L'Shomer, is one allowed to do that? So, Machlokas, Rav Omar Pater, Rav Yochanan Omar Chayev. These are the players that are mentioned here. Omar Abaya, L'Taima De Rav, according to Rav, who says Pater, and we'll get to what Pater means. Let's just read the Gemara first. L'taima de Rav. Rav who says that as the first shomer who gives it to a second shomer, he's patur. Lo mi boy shomer chinim shemas lo shomer sachar. Not only if you go up in quality of shmira, di'ilule aile lishmira, so where you made better the shmira, you were a shomer chinim, you gave it to a shomer sachar, there for sure you're patur because you made it better. Ela afilu shomer sachar shemas lo shomer chinim. Even if you go down in shmira, tikiruye gara lishmira, so Pater. Even if you go down in Shmira, still you are going to be the first Shomer is Pater. Why? My Taima to Hamashal Ben Das. He gave it to someone who can handle it. He gave it to someone who has Das Lishmar, and therefore Rav says you're going to be Pater. Ula Taimi to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the opposite. Lo mi boy Shomer Sachar Shemasal Shomer Chinam. Digi Ruye Gara Lishmira. So not only if you go down in Shmira, are you Chayiv because you lessen the level of Shmira? Ela Filu Shomer Chinam Shemasal Shomer Sachar. Even the opposite. Even if you go up, the Iluye Aile Lishmira. So where you went up in the quality Chayiv, you're still Chayiv. Why? There's going to be two svaras for Shomer Shemassel Shomer Chayev, which is what we paskin. The first svara is right here. De Amar Lei, Ein Ritzoni, Shein Pikdoni Biad Acher. The owner could say, I don't care that you gave it to someone who has a higher level of Shmira. I don't like the guy. I don't trust, I didn't tell you to give it to him. I don't want my Pikadon in anybody else's Rishus except for you. And that's why I gave it to you. Ein Ritzoni, Shein Pikdoni Biad Acher. Right, and that is the svara given for Shomer Shemassel Shomer is Chayev. The big question of the Rishonim is when Rav says Pater, we'll discuss that sheet the first, and the other sheet of Hashem we'll get back to on Amid Beis. When Rav says Pater, Shomer Shemassel Shomer Pater, what exactly does that mean that he is Pater? So there are 3 days in the Rishonim. What does it mean? Rashi says Pater, Mikol Mashahaya Niftar Im Shomra Hu Atzmo. What does Pater mean according to Rav? That he does not go down. I'm sorry, he doesn't go up in responsibilities. He is still chayef for everything he's been chayef for up until now. That's what Shomer Shemassel L'Shomer Pater means. He doesn't have any new responsibilities. He's not chayef in onsen. He's not chayef more than he was That's what pater means. That's Rashi's Deya. If you look, there's a Deya in the Ritva and in the Meiri. There's another Deya that says, no, pater means pater lagamre. Once I gave it to a Ben Das, I'm out of the picture. Yesha Piresh, Digara Lagamre, Sheilu Nignava Onevda Hare Rishon Gamkein Pater. I'm Pater. I'm finished. Right? I'm out of the picture. I have less responsibilities than I had beforehand. And the Ritva doesn't like that day. Valesa. The Ritva says, Imke Nipsa Shomer Sacher Yachal Lifter Asma Valasa Kshomer Chinam. Vzei Yefter, Mi Pacho Mi Amachalau. How could you say he exempts himself? So, says the Ritva, and say, most Rishonim, that it is a little bit different. If he was not Mimma'et in the Shmira, if he didn't go down in Shmira, then you can say this day is right. Pato Lagamre. But if he went down in the Shmira, that he's still chayef for everything that he was chayef for beforehand. In other words, like Rashi, if he didn't go, if he went down in Shmira, and like this other Deya, if he went down in, it'll be totally positive if he didn't go down in Shmira. But either way, those are a couple of different Deyas. What's the lundus? So, Reb Chaim discusses, well, what's the lundus in general between Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Chayev, Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Pater? That same lundus might be used to explain even within Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Pater now. What's the issue? Could a person remove themselves from being a Shomer? Do they have that power? If I am a Shomer, could I be misalik myself from being a Shomer? That's the issue. According to Reb Chaim in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, he says, "Ine yesh lis tapek lahachman da amar de Shomer shemasal Shomer patur mishum taima de masur leben das." What does that mean? In pirushahu di alkein yachol bazel his talek me ikir chiyev shmirah shelo ubatel din Shomer shelo legamre. And a person has that power. You are a shomer. Once you accept the responsibilities, you're a shomer. Since you put somebody in your stead, you have an exemption. You have a claim to make yourself pater. But you're still a shomer. Says Reb Chaim, that's the machlokes. Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Chayev means you cannot remove yourself from being a shomer, and therefore you're still responsible. Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Pater, no, you're off the hook. You can remove your status of shomer, but one could also extend this to say even within the mandamar Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Pater, that's this machlokes here. How much can you remove yourself, and how much can you not? That is the major discussion. There's a lot more, but the major discussion of Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Pater, Shomer Shabbos L'Shomer Chayev. There is one ha'ara before we get to the story. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses where it talks about you gave it to a ben das. He talks about a tragic case. Hopefully it doesn't say how it ended up, but hopefully it did not end up so bad. There was a story about a doctor. A doctor did surgery on a child, and after about a week, they realized that the doctor, one of the biggest nightmares that a surgeon has, the doctor realizes that he left a certain instrument inside the body of the patient. Inside the body, which could have caused the death of the child. Oh, it does say. B'chasei shemayim, they found it and they got it out. He needed another surgery and he was saved. But now there was a machlokas. This or vikuach bein arofim. Hayu ke'ela sha'amru. Some said after this doctor is mechubad v'zahir and he's a good doctor. Ain tzorach l'masul l'shultonos. You don't have to tell the authorities. It's never going to happen again. So therefore, you don't have to tell the authorities. I mean, the parents, I guess, could do whatever they want in terms of suing. But did the other doctors have the responsibility? And others say, no. He was pikuach nefesh. You have to be moser ladin. So what did the Torah say? So says v'chashuk echemedi, l'chora hayanira. If it's the job of the doctor, after he does the surgery, to always count all of his utensils and all of his kalim, to know that he got it all out, and he didn't, and he's poshea, then l'chora has to give in to the shultonos. Right? If it's not his job, the Mizlachori's Pater. His job is to do the surgery, not to do afterwards. Rav Yashiv said, he says, Sha'am iftaf kidol ispar. Even if it's his job, what if he told one of the nurses, one of his helpers, to count? Lafi din Torah, still the doctor's not responsible. Why? Shari Masrul Abendas. Where does that come from? He quotes our Gemara. You gave it to a Shomer, Svazel Shomer, might be Pater, because you gave it to a Vendas. The Kakan bin Yonenu. Aye, we don't paskin Pater, we paskin Chayef. Doesn't get into that. But then he quotes again from Rav Yashiv, even if the doctors say he's guilty, you should first go to a Bezdin to decide. Because you don't know if the Torah view would be the same as the purely court view, and therefore, but ultimately, if it was his responsibility, then you would have to go, but he brings in our Gemara there. Masul ben Das. Okay. Weiter. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda two-thirds of the way down. Hada Rav, la b'feir shitmar, ela michlala. Rav, when the Gemara says that Rav holds Shomer Shemazel Shomer is Pater, he never gave a shear on that b'feirish. There was a story, and that's what we assumed he held based on the story. El Machlala, Tahanu Ginoi, Dechol Yom Avi, Mifkindi Marayu, Gaba Hidahi Safta. There were a bunch of gardeners that every day they used to give their rakes or their hoes to a certain old elderly woman to guard. Every day they did that. Yom Achad, Afkindu Gabi Chad Minayu. One day they couldn't find the woman or whatever it was. They gave it to one of the group. One of the group was guarding the rake. Shama Kala Behilula, but then he heard a wedding going on down the block. He's like, I want to go to the wedding. So what did he do? Nafak Azal Afkidinu Lagabi Dahisafta. He found the woman that they always use, and he gave it to them. He gave it to her. Please watch these. Ada Azil Vaasa Igno Marayu. Meanwhile, Dafka, that day it was stolen from that woman. Asal Akamid Rav. They came in front of Rav. Well, is this guy responsible? Because he didn't watch it. He gave it away without asking. Shomer Smasl Shomer. Upatre. And Rav says, no, he's Pater. So why did he say Pater? They didn't ask him. Man de Chaza Savar, the one who saw this case, Savar thought that the reason that of Rav was Mishum Shomer, so Masul Shomer Pater. In general, that's why Rav said Pater. Vilohi, but really it wasn't true. Shiny Hassam, that case was different. To call Yo Manami Inhu Gufayu Gabada, he stopped having Mifnilu. Every day they gave it to this woman. Wasn't a general Shomer Samasul Shomer where he gave it to an unknown person. No. This is a case where they always gave it to this woman, and therefore Rashi says, Dolomatsi Amri Le Ein Ritzonenu Shei Piyada. That whole svara of Ein Ritzono does not apply, and that's why here, even if you would have said Chayiv, still you would say Patr in this case because they can't have that claim. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam has two chidushim. One of them is unclear what he really holds, and the other one is clear. The Rambam says in the beginning of the Schiris, Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet, he quotes, right, Chayiv L'Shalim, if they Shemasla Shomer Acher, right, Shomer is Chayiv. But then he says, L'fichach, Im Haya Derech HaBailim, L'Hafkid Tamid, Dover Ze Eitzel HaShomer HaSheni, Hari HaShomer Rishon, Padim L'Shalim. He quotes our Gemara, even if you say Shomer Shemasla Shomer is Chayiv, if there's someone who the owner always gives it to, then the Shomer is allowed to give it to that person. So that's number one. What does the word in the Rambam, Tamid, mean? The Kesavishta quotes a tshuva of the Mahari Vayal, where you have a similar type of case, where he says, what happens if the Bailam gave it to this person four times? V'kivan delo ashkechan shehergala tadir, matzye leya lemitan ein ritzoni, v'chein mashma milashin Rambam, Tamid, umidinaka, Tamid mashma dafka sheminu Tamid, v'lo sheminu leprakim. That's the Kesavishta, according to the name of the Mahari Vayal. Says the Kesavishta of Ein Zvav Nirinli. What does the Mahari Vayal mean? What, every single day of your life you have to give this person an object? If he's done it a couple of times, what's the cutoff point? He says, you're allowed to say the Bailim, hey, Elavade says the Kesavishta the Tamid the Nakat Rabbeinu Lishna the Gemara Nakat Damar Shani Asam the Kol Yoma Inu Gafayo Gabi Sata Vimifkadi Tamid means he's quoting our Gemara Vlav Dafka Elakachay Maisa the Efshe the Nakat Tamid Lafuki Imifkin Eslo Bishas Chayrim. Maybe Tamid is only to be Lafuki, a case where he did it where he was under duress. But if he does it all the time, not dafka every single day, that would still be good enough. That's number one. And what does Tamid mean? My revile, the Kesav Mishnah, number one. Number two, the Rambam then adds another important point. Even if you say, Shomer Shemasla Shomer Schayev, but you're going to be Pater where you gave it to somebody who always gives it to, that's only Pater if you were not Mima'it Bishmiraso. V'hu lo Yima'it Bishmiraso. Ketzad. Shaya Mufkar Eslo Bishar. V'efkidu Eisel Oso Hasheni Bechinam. Holu Mi'et Shmiraso Poshehu U'mashalim. Even if it's a person who you usually give it to. That is the Chiddush of the Rambam. 2 points. Number one, Tamid, which is based on our Gemara. And number two, that you were not Mima'it Bishmiraso, which not everybody agrees to. There might be some Rishonim They do not accept that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Yosef, last skinny line. Yosef, Rav Ami, v'karmel lo shmeitza. Rav Ami said this over. Eis, Rabbi Abba bar Marmel, Rabbi Ami. And Rabbi Abba asked him, Hasocher, what about our Mishnah? This shomer shlosh l'shomer is obviously related to our Mishnah. Hasocher par mechaver v'shilol acher v'meisa kedarka yishava hasocher shemeisa kedarka v'shol mishan v'socher. Right, our case, the socher swears that a dark kedarka, the shol pays the socher, and the bialim loses out according to the Tanakhama. V'im isa, but if it's true that there's the concept of if you say shomer shlosh l'shomer is chayiv, so why can the bialim say to the socher lema le'ein resoni shepikdoni biad acher? Why can he say, I don't want my pikadon with someone else? Ein rasoni, sheif gonna be an acher. How does our Mishnah work according to the Manda Amar Chayiv? Amar Lei, Rabbi Ami answered, Hakmai Eskina, Bishanasu lo, Bailim, Rishus Lashil. Okay, our case is where he gave him Rishus. So therefore, it's not the Shomer special Shomer is all about where he didn't give him Rishus. But here he gave him Rishus. Ihachi the Bailim Bailish Lume. If the Bailim gave Rishus to the Socher to give it to the Shoel, so then can't the Bailim go straight to the Shoel? Even according to the Tanakhama, why does the Shoel pay the Socher? Because they still say Ladaitcha. They say he kind of like had this. He says, "You, I give you permission, but it's you're in charge." So therefore, the Bailam cannot go straight to the Shoah. Masav Rami Brachama, another kasha from later on. Hamafkin Moazitz Lachavero. If I give you money to watch Sraron Vifshun Lachorav, and then you put it in a knapsack behind you on your back, not the most responsible thing to do. Or Masron Lebano Bito Aktanim, or you give it to your young children, Vinal Bifnam Shalokaroi, and you close the door in front of them not really properly. Machlokas, whether this is adding on to the children case or a different case, either way, chayiv. In all these cases, you were not responsible. Shloshamar kederach hashomrim. So the Gemara is medayik, taima diktanim. The only reason is because you gave it to young children. That's why you're going to be chayiv. Hagdolim pater. But if you gave it to older children, you gave it to responsible people, you'd be pater. But 1 minute, amai. Neimale in resodashiyah biktonim yadacher. Why don't we say, no, according to the man to Amar of chayiv, Shabbos Lesel Shomer is chayiv, why is he allowed to do it here? Amar Rava, here is different. Kol hamafkid al das ishto ubanav umafkid. If anybody gives a pikadon, they know that it might go to the wife, it might go to the responsible children in the family, and therefore, again, no kasha. Amri nahardoi dekanami. It's also meduyuk in the language of this text. Diktani, because the brisa says oshamasun lebeno ubito aktanim chayiv. Because it says if you give it to the young children, then you would be. Sorry, it's the Mishnah. I thought the top of my base of so you gave it to your young children. Halabno ubito akdolim pater. Mashma, if you give it to your older children, you pater. But the chiluk is only within your children. Michlal, that implies delacherim losh akdolim losh aktanim. Chayiv. Anyone else, even Golem would be Chayiv. Dim Isa, Dim Kain, Listik Tanim, Stamash, Mamina. Okay, so the Gemara proves that the Mishnah later on could just as well fit into the Manda Amar, O Shomer Shemas L'Shomer is Chayiv. Good. Amar Rava. So now Rava gives a third opinion. Not really a third, it's he holds Shomer Shemas L'Shomer is Chayiv, but he gives a different Svara. A different Svara for Shomer Shemas L'Shomer is Chayiv, and the Rishonim discuss. What's the difference between the two svaras? Amar Rava, Hilchas Shomer Shemas Lo Shomer Chayiv, Lo Mi Boy Shomer Sachar Shemas Lo Shomer Chinam, Tegiru Yegaru the Shmira. So, and not only where he makes inferior the Shmira, Elafilo Shomer Chinam Shemas Lo Shomer Sachar. Even if he goes up, Chayiv, he's still going to be Chayiv. What was the first svar we had? Ein Ritzoni Sheib going to be out there. I don't want my pikadon. I don't want my item in anybody else's rishus. I don't care if you went up in Shmira. But Rava gives a different svara. My taima da amar le, because the owner could say, "At mehemet li b'shvua, you, I believe, you're a neman guy to me. I believe you b'shvua. Heich lo neman li b'shvua. The other guy, I don't believe him. I don't know him from anything. Okay, you went up, you went down, but I don't care. I believe you. I don't believe him. So lamai nafkamina between all of these, the Tosfos discusses here right here at vehemently. V'lakach heichas shomer rishon yochol ishav al ones. What if the shomer rishon could swear about what happened? So then, according to svar number one, he's still chayiv. Ein ritzoni sheib gedon be anacher. I don't want my bikadon. According to the second one, I don't trust the other guy. Okay, you don't have to trust him. I'm swearing. Number one. Oh, shayu edim bedavar. Or what happens if there were edim? So you don't need to trust the other guy. So that's another nafkamina between the two. V'afilu masru lecherashot v'katon. V'meza b'rishusam. What if you gave it to a lav bardas? Meza b'rishusam. Kiva ta'afa v'eshom erishon haya meza. It would have died earlier. We'll get to that soon. But either way, that's another, a couple of nafkaminas. The root, if we could, the way the achronim describe all these nafkaminas, what's the difference in the svaras? What was the moment of the problem? Was the moment of the problem giving it to the other shomer? Was the moment of the problem when something happens and now we have to tell the Bialim what happened? According to the first day, the problem was already at the Shas Mesira. Ein Ritzoni, she was going to be an Acher. I don't want this in the hands of someone else. And therefore, that's already the problem is already done. According to the second Svara, nothing bad happened yet. Right? The only problem is when something occurred to the item. And that's the problem, right? The Shas HaMikra, that's when there's a problem. Okay. Vayter, says the Gemara, Itzmar. Other issues, again, talking about giving it to others. Pasha, Babi, Yatzas, La'agam, Amesa, Kedarka. What happens if there's a case where the Shomer is Poshaya? Right? He leaves the gate open, and the animal that he's guarding walks outside. It goes to a swamp, and then an Ones happens. Mesa, Kedarka, then it dies. So, if we could put this in Baba Kama terms, Tchilaso Bepshia Besofa Baones. So what's the halacha there when it comes to a shomer? Where a shomer acted Bepshia, and then an Ones occurred. Abaye Mishmeda Rabba Omar Chayiv, Rabba Mishmeda Rabba Omar Pater, Machlokas, what Rabba said. Abaye Mishmeda Rabba Omar Chayiv, Abaye says the name of Rabba Chayiv, you're Chayiv in this case. Why? You were Poshea, later on it would die. Why are you Chayiv? Called Dina Dulo Doin Ki Aidina La Dinahu. And he's very strong about it. Anyone who doesn't say like me is not even a judge. He's very emotional about this machlokas. Lo mi boy, and then Abaye continues. Lo mi boy, lamant amar. Tchilas of Abjiv Sova Bonis, Chayiv to Chayiv, not only from that day in Baba Kama. In general, that you'd be Chayiv, Ella, even if you say in general. Afilu lamant amar pater, even if you say in general, Tchilas of Abjiv Sova Bonis is pater, here it's not Sofa Baones. Hacha Chayiv, my taima, da amrinan, hevla, da agma katzlai. Because the owner can still claim it was the climate. It was the suffocating air of the agam of the swamp that made him die. He didn't. It wasn't an one. It was your fault. It was your negligence that he walked out and that he died there. So this is not. It's sofa b'pshia. It's sofa b'ones. It's sofa b'pshia too. Rava mishpeid the Rava Amar Pater, and Rava says the opposite, and he also says called dina dol donki idina lav dina. And if you don't say like me, you're wrong. So what? And he says also. Lo, mi boy lamandar machikas of a shiv sofa bodies, patur. Not only if you in general say patur, to patur, you'd be patur here too. Ella afil lamandar machayiv. Even if in general you said chayiv, hacha patur. But in the case, you built a cover for a pit that's strong enough for cows, and then a camel came along. Right, that was the discussion there. So Rava says, even according to Mandamar, general chayiv hacha patur. My time, a why, di amrinan. Malachamaves, malihacha, malihasam. We're talking about the animal dying. We're not talking about somebody falling through a pit. So the animal was going to die no matter what. The Malach HaMaves was going to get him no matter what. So Maliach HaMaliyasam. And therefore, it's total Ones. It's a super Ones. And therefore, you would for sure be Pater in this case. Interesting that the Malach HaMaves, the term Malach HaMaves is used here by animals. Right? You might think in terms of an Ashkacha Pratis of animals versus people, you know, maybe animals just die. It might be a melitza, it might not mean it literally, but the Gemara does use here the term malach hamaves, malihacha malihasan. And there's an amazing Gemara in Sukkah. Some might be familiar with this Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel, which is a great Gemara, which is very similar, that basically you can't get out of your own destiny. Right? One time, the Gemara says in Sukkah Nun Gimel, that Shlomo HaMelech met the malach hamaves, and he was very sad. And he says, why are you so sad? So malach hamaves says, why? Because you see your two sofrim over there, I need to get them, but I can't figure out how to do it. These two guys were going to die. Shlomo's like, really? Oh my goodness. Shlomo calls his Masrud al-Seirim. Shlomo HaMelech knew the Shadim. He gives these two guys to the Shadim. He says, take him to Luz, the city where nobody dies. Quickly. So they take him to Luz, and right at the doorway to Luz, these two guys drop dead. And the next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMaves, and the Malach HaMaves is cracking up. What's so funny? So he says, Shlomo, I couldn't figure out a way to kill these two guys because I was only allowed to kill them at the doorway to Luz. I couldn't figure out a way to get them there. Thank you very much. You helped me get them there. And the Gemara says at the end, before and after, Ragloi Debar Inish, Inun Arvin Bay, La Asar Demisbe, Tamon, Mobil and Yase. The place where we're supposed to be was taken. Meaning we can't get out of our destiny, but that's basically the same lashon of Malach HaMaves, Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. Good. Important Ahara also, the Rashba asks here,
You always say malach hamavis, malach hamavis, malach hamavis. So why is a shoel ever chayiv in onsin if the animal dies? He should always be able to say this. If the animal dies, basic kadarka, the shoel is always chayiv. So the Rashba says, must be because he has kinyanim. He's not responsible at all, you're right. If it's in terms of responsibility, he should be pater. You can't prevent an ones, but remember, he has kinyanei she'ela. The shoal becomes an owner, that's why he's chayav an onsin. So just like an owner would have to bear the loss, so too a shoal has to bear the loss. The Ritva says maybe it was his mazel. Okay. Either way, we continue. Umo di Abaya, Abaya, who says in this case, Abaya, who said very strongly chayiv, would admit in the following: the hadra of Beimara of Amesa the Pater. If after he went back to the swamp, he came back to the house of where he was staying, where he was supposed to be Pater. In that case, he'd be Pater. My time at the hadra lay, because there we can't say that. Oh, it was the suffocating air because he came back. But like a lemeimer, heavily to agma katzla. Fine. Umodi Rava, and Rava, who usually says Pater, would agree chayiv in this case. Kalhecha de ignava ganavaga. What if it was stolen from the swamp, a mesa kadarka, and then it died kadarka begana de chayiv? That case chayiv. Why my taima? Tishavka malachamaves, the vasi de gana, havi kaima. Even if the animal wouldn't have died, it would have been stolen. So therefore, either way, he would be chayiv. Amalei Abaya l'Rava. So Abaya says, 1 minute. Lidi Dachta Amir Malacham Malas Malayacham Malihasam. According to you, who says Patur, Hide to Osvir Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal or Rabbi Ami. Earlier, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah, why don't you say, if you say Shomer Shabbosel Shomer Chayiv, why not Rishi Zi Patur, Vishani Le? And Rabbi Ami answered him, Bishanosu Lobailam Rishus Lahashil. Our Mishnah is a case where he gave him Rishus, but without Rishus, he would be Chayiv. But Balei Malacham Malas Malayacham Malihasam. If you believe in this svara so much about malach hamaves, so why don't you say, basically in every case of shomer shemasel shomer, where the animal dies, you should say pater. Amar leh, so Rava says, liditru temasti shemer sereshi b'toni b'yad acher. You're right. According to you, who hold the other svara of shomer shemasel shomer chayiv, I don't want my pikadon there, ikalos felahi. That's where Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal had to ask the kasha, and Rabbi Abba had to give the answer. Lididi, but according to me, I hold like the other svara of Shomer Shemasla Shomer Chayiv. Da Amina at Memeli Bishvua, the Hech Lo Memeli Bishvua, Lechalos Vechlau. That the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Because the first one is swearing. Right? Remember Tosfos said that's a Nafkamina between these two Svaras. So the Socher and the Mishnah is swearing anyway, so this question wouldn't even get off the ground. So don't ask me kashas from that discussion. Okay, this is Shomer Shemasla Shomer. A couple of other important sugyas that came up, and B'ez Hashem, we will have to continue B'ez Hashem tomorrow as we get into the tomorrow's daf picks up from where we left off on daf beis. Remember on daf beis we got into Shayim Ochsin and we discussed there all different cases of machlokos. When do you say yachloku? When do you say yehemunach? When do you say kol dalim gvar? Right, that is a sugya that we discussed back on that base, and we'll have to revisit that because tomorrow is the Mishnah that talks about where somebody owes to one of two people, he doesn't remember which one, and there's a machlokas. Whether you say Yehemunach, whether you say you split some of it and the rest you say Yehemunach, right, that is the discussion on tomorrow's daf, which B'ez Hashem we'll have to get back into the discussion of Reb Yossi. Okay, we'll stop here.